Welcome to the Rialto Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Fitzpatrick. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur looking to have a thriving business, you've come to the right place. We cover the best marketing, growth, and business tips sprinkled with a little bit of mindset to keep you motivated. Marketing presents a number of challenges for business owners, especially in a rapidly changing marketing environment. Identifying these challenges and implementing strategic solutions can help businesses like yours navigate those complexities and achieve your marketing goals. In today's episode, I'm going to touch on common marketing challenges and some simple ways to overcome them. Hi, I am Tim Fitzpatrick with Rialto Marketing, where we believe you must remove your revenue roadblocks to accelerate growth, and marketing shouldn't be difficult. So thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. I have five different common marketing challenges I'm going to touch on today. Hopefully you'll find this helpful. Solo episode, obviously, so shouldn't be too long of an episode, but let's dig into these things. The first common marketing challenge is understanding and reaching your target audience. What we're talking about here is just getting in front of the right people, right? So the challenge is identifying first and foremost, and then understanding your target audience and your ideal clients within that audience is difficult, especially if you're, you know, new or in your, or you're going after a very broad, diversified market. The solution here is taking the time to do the research. Do the market research. My favorite way to do this is to start with ideal client interviews. Take the time to interview your ideal clients. Who are your ideal clients? I talk about this as the three power questions. Who do you love working with? Who are your most profitable clients? And who are you getting great results for? Those are your ideal clients. If you can work with those types of people day in, day out, how much happier are you going to be, your team, and your clients? Okay, so taking the time to interview your ideal clients, first and foremost, is the best way, I think. You can certainly do surveys. You can also do online research. There is so much information available at our fingertips through Google search, through a lot of the AI tools that are out now. You can do base level market research. There's no reason that you shouldn't be taking the time to do this. So conduct the market research. Taking the time to do that is going to give you the information you need to understand your ideal clients, their common problems, the results they're looking for, right? What they look like from a demographic standpoint. And once you have that demographic and that psychographic information, then you can take the time to create detailed customer personas, ideal client profiles, whatever you want to call them. They're the same thing, okay? Once you have those, that's going to help guide your marketing strategy. The second step here is once you know who your ideal clients are and you have ideal client profiles built, then you can create what I call an ideal client GPS, which is simply a list of where you can go to find those people online and offline. What websites do they go to? What trade associations do they belong to? What events do they go to? Who do they follow? Who are the influencers in the space that they follow? Things like that are what you want to have on your ideal client GPS list. And once you have that, that's your list of where you can market to ensure that you are fishing where the fish are. It's targeted. You cast a line out into anything on this list, you know the fish that you want to catch are going to be there. Super, super important, but it makes sure that your efforts are much more targeted, which means they're going to be more effective and you're going to get a greater return on investment. Okay, so that is the first common problem. Second one is generating qualified leads. The challenge here is you're not generating a consistent flow of qualified leads. This is a common problem for many businesses. You are not in a boat by yourself. If you find yourself in this boat, the solution is to go back to strategy. too many of us are jumping into marketing vehicles. We're picking marketing vehicles before we have the fuel for those vehicles. The fuel for those vehicles is strategy. So too many people have vehicles with no fuel. Of course, it's not going to work. We've got to go back to strategy. Strategy first. And when I talk about strategy, I'm talking about two main things here. Understanding your target audience and your ideal clients, which goes back to the first one that I just covered. From there, once you understand who your ideal clients are, then you can create a strong message, a marketing message that's going to help differentiate your business, but also engage and attract the people that you intend to work with. Then and only then should you be picking the marketing channels or tactics, the marketing vehicles that you're going to use. But you got to have the fuel for those vehicles first and foremost. The majority of lead generation problems go back to strategy. Okay, it's not that the vehicles that you've chosen don't work. It's that they don't have the fuel. Okay, so it's not a lead gen problem. It's a strategic problem in most cases, not all cases, but many. That's lead gen. Number three, choosing the right marketing channels. The challenge here is picking marketing channels that are going to drive consistent lead flow. Which are the right marketing channels for you? The solution here goes back to strategy again. You're like, oh my God, Tim, you sound like a freaking broken record. Well, that's the way it is. Strategy. Come back to strategy, right? Understanding your audience. Once you understand your audience, right, their needs, the problems they have, how they buy, and where they are, going back to that ideal client GPS, then you can pick marketing channels from your ideal client GPS to ensure that you're going to get in front of the right people, that you're spending time targeting the people that are ideal for you, and you're going to have a message that's going to resonate with those people. So choosing the right marketing channels becomes much simpler when you've got the strategy behind it. You know who you're trying to attract, and you know where they are, and you know what you're going to say to them. Then choosing the right marketing channels doesn't become nearly as difficult. Now, everything that's on your ideal client GPS, you're not going to be able to target all of those at the same time. I mean, when we do this for clients, it's not uncommon that an ideal client GPS is a 20 to 30 page Google Doc or Word Doc. There's a lot of information on there. But you can sift through that list and go, hey, we're gonna try these two things, these three things, these four things from this list first to see how this works. And then modify the approach and the plan as you start to take action and gather data. But choosing the right marketing channels, the solution is strategy first. Strategy is the fuel. Then the marketing channels and the tactics within those channels, those are the vehicles. Got to have fuel for the vehicles you choose. Number four, I got two more for you. Budget constraints. We don't have endless supplies of money, right? The challenge here is we oftentimes, as small business owners, we struggle with limited marketing budgets, which makes it difficult to compete with larger companies. Can make it difficult to compete with larger companies. There are ways around that. The solution here is to focus on one, cost-effective marketing strategies. Yeah, content marketing, social media, email marketing are all examples of things that can be fairly cost-effective. But also making sure that we're targeted with our marketing efforts so that we're maximizing the return on investment for the budget that we have is critically important. So we need to make sure that we're using analytics and we're identifying the metrics that we need to monitor and track so that we can understand the performance of our marketing efforts. When we're tracking the right metrics, and we're gathering that data, then we can make data-based decisions as to whether things are working or not. And if they're not working, what kinds of things we need to change to ensure that we're allocating our budget to the most effective marketing channels. Simple enough, right? We're focusing on cost-effective strategies, but we're also very targeted. When we're targeted, we're going to maximize our return on investment. And then we need to make sure that we've identified the metrics we're going to track that are going to help us make data-based, data-informed decisions so that we make the best decisions possible. Last one, thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you for doing so. Measuring return on investment. Kind of touched on this, right? The challenge is determining the return on investment of a lot of our marketing campaigns. It can be complex, but it doesn't always have to be that way. We need to get clear. The solution is we need to get clear. We need to set clear, measurable goals for our marketing efforts. We need to use the analytics tools that are out there. And we need to identify the data that we're going to track that's going to help us determine whether we're making progress towards and reaching these goals. If we don't do those things, we're never going to be able to measure return on investment, right? So we have to know what our goals are. We have to know what data, what metrics we're going to track to help us determine whether we're reaching those goals. And then there's plenty of analytics tools out there that we can use. I like to recommend that you keep this as simple as possible because complexity is the enemy of results. So keep it simple in the beginning. You can always get more sophisticated with what the data you're tracking and how you're tracking it. But when you've got this information, then you can adjust your efforts based on those data-driven insights to improve your return on investment over time. So I hope you found this helpful. I've talked about five common marketing challenges and the solutions to those, right? But we touched on understanding and reaching your target audience, generating qualified leads, choosing the right marketing channels, budget constraints, and measuring return on investment. I hope you have found this helpful. I appreciate you watching, listening, however you're consuming this. If you want to connect with us, you can do that over at rialtomarketing.com. It's rialtomarketing.com. Book a free discovery call. I'd be happy to chat with you and help guide you in where you should be focusing your efforts right now to get from where you are to where you want to be. The other tool that I've got for you is over at revenueroadblockscorecard.com. A lot of the common challenges that I touched on today fall into the one or more of the nine revenue roadblocks that we help clients remove when we work with them. If you want to know which of the nine roadblocks are slowing down your growth, you can do that in less than 5 minutes over at revenueroadblockscorecard.com. It's a free customized report. Go check it out. Super valuable. Thank you again. I appreciate you. Till next time, take care. Thank you for listening to the Rialto Marketing Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about us and how we help businesses grow, or simply check out the show notes, visit us on the web at www.rialtomarketing.com. That's www.rialtomarketing.com.